Nepal's tea export volume is up 36%, and average prices increased more than 50% to 1.7 billion rupees, about 12.8 million in U.S. dollars, according to the Meichi Customs Office. Fiscal third quarter exports totaled 6,426 metric tons and continue to climb after India announced it would halt production at 300 farms and Darjeeling, Terai, and the Duars from December to February. According to the Tea Board of India, dormancy during the winter months benefits quality and will help control the oversupply of black tea. Plucking and receiving green leaves will stop on November 30th. The board has yet to announce when plucking will resume. During this period, India is considering banning all Nepali tea imports. The Millennium Post reports the tea industry in North Bengal is intensifying efforts to stop the entry of Nepalese tea into India after November 30th. Small tea growers have threatened to stage an indefinite sit-in at the border if their demands are not met. Nepal, on the other hand, wants to double exports. The Nepal Tea Producers Association chairman, Aditya Parajuli, told the Annapurna Express that tea exports, quote, would increase further if facilitation efforts were made from the government side, end quote. Quote, when there is an abnormally low supply in India, all quality teas from Nepal become attractive. CTC tea prices have increased 1.5 times, says Samshur Tea Director Anshu Giri. Quote, this trend continues until India's own production catches up to demand, and after prices start normalizing, the demand for Nepal CTC takes a nosedive, he said. What happens after November 30th is yet to be seen. The Indian tea industry is vehemently opposed to any imports from Nepal, he said. Samshur Tea produces low-grown CTC and orthodox black tea at the Girabandhu Tea Estate in Bertramod. Giri does not export to India. Quote, generally speaking, the demand for Nepal CTC in India is for the lower common quality, lower price grades in the 90 to 110 rupee per kilogram bracket, he said. While the volume of Nepal tea imported duty-free is relatively small at 17 million kilos compared to the 1.2 million metric tons produced in North India, the most valued of these are orthodox tea, nearly equal to Darjeeling's output annually. India imports about 11 to 12 million kilos of bulk CTC from Nepal each year. Business Insight. Nepal experiences the same dormancy period as North India, so production is normally closed in the winter months. There's nowhere near enough tea in Nepal to meet India's shortfall. North India's production is down an estimated 20% through July. India is mainly closing factories to prevent the processing of leathery leaves from pruned branches and to stop the making of RP, or reprocessed tea. The Tea Board of India has set an ambitious export target of 400 million kilos by 2047. India currently exports about 230 million kilos of tea annually, which is about 10% of the world's tea exports. In 2023, exports were valued at 706 million for 226 million kilos, according to statistics compiled by UN Comtrade. The Tea Board of India calculated exports slightly higher at 228 million kilos. Most tea exports are CTC grades, but orthodox brings the best prices. India exported 5.5 million kilos of orthodox tea in 2023. Last year's export totals were down about 1.4% compared to 2022. According to the Tea Board, exports are 24 million kilos ahead of 2023 through July, but unit prices averaged 256 rupees per kilo, down 3.2% compared to the same reporting period last year. Dubai in the United Arab Emirates is India's most important trading partner, buying 120 million of tea used mainly for blending. Dubai is the world's largest tea re-exporter, shipping 51 million kilos valued at $483 million last year. These totals include 430,000 kilos of mainly Indian tea to Pakistan, since India no longer trades directly. India's top 10 trading partners by value include Iraq at about 71 million, the Russian Federation at about 70 million, the United States at 52 million, the UK at 42 million, Germany at 32 million, Iran at 30 million, Saudi Arabia at 25 million, and Turkey at 22 million. Three countries, China, Kazakhstan, and the Netherlands, are tied at the 10th rank, each spending $17.5 million for Indian tea last year. Exports account for 20% of India's total tea production, and there is plenty of room to expand India's domestic consumption. At a recent tea board meeting, consultants reported that per capita consumption remains low compared to neighboring countries. Packet tea from regional and national suppliers dominates with 77% market share, but is growing slowly. Consumers mainly choose commodity brands, which leads to, quote, low wallet share in household budgets, end quote. Coffee and other packaged beverages pose a growing threat since relatively small amounts of tea are consumed out of home. In the world of tea, Hainan Island, located near the south coast of China, has remained an enigma until now. In a groundbreaking study, scientists have confirmed the discovery of a new, independently evolved variety of Hainan tea through genome resequencing. The discovery sheds light on the unique genetic background of tea plants grown in the island's tropical environment. The study, conducted by researchers from the Yunnan Agricultural University and Hainan Academy of Agricultural Sciences, marks a significant milestone in tea research, especially given Hainan's historically understudied tea resources. Hainan Island, known for its rich biodiversity and unique geographical conditions, has long been a significant tea-growing region. However, the tea species on the island were previously misclassified due to their similarities with the well-known Camellia sinensis variety Assamica. The team collected 500 tea samples from various regions on the island using advanced whole genome resequencing techniques to analyze the genetic differences between Hainan tea and other cultivated varieties. The study revealed that Hainan tea forms a distinct taxonomic group separate from the widely cultivated C. sinensis and C. sinensis variety Assamica. The discovery expands our knowledge of tea plant diversity and opens new possibilities for conservation and breeding programs. The high genetic diversity of Hainan tea, bolstered by its unique evolutionary history, positions it as a valuable resource for future molecular breeding and conservation efforts. Additionally, the findings could serve as a framework for studying other plant species unique to Hainan, providing insights into the island's ecosystem and its potential for agricultural innovation. This discovery positions Hainan tea as a vital genetic resource for the tea industry, with potential conservation and molecular breeding applications. Reported by TBiz correspondent Rupak Goswami in Assam.
Produced by Adavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.